Hi, this is Jo Martin and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for leading a more fruitful and fulfilling life. And today we're talking about soft play. If you're the kind of woman who runs out of energy but doesn't realize she has until she's absolutely lost it with resentment at her spouse, her kids, or her boss, then today's Soft Powercast is going to be especially useful for you, because in it I'm going to be sharing with you one of our most foundational tools of time and energy management. It seems counterintuitive, it's difficult to implement, and for all of those reasons, it's why it is one of our number one priorities here at One of Many, and that is soft play. Now, it's a funny name, and if you've got toddlers, whenever you probably think of soft play, you think of those big play barns with lots of squidgy cushions and things that they jump around on and climbing frames and so on. But this is our grown-up version of soft play. You see, we women are really good at giving to everybody else on the planet. We're really good at putting our own needs last. We're really good at spending time with our children, spending time with our spouses, spending time with our friends, our sisters, our mothers, our neighbors. Our work, everything gets a priority before you and your energy. And it's for that reason that our number one soft power principle of 15 that we teach our coaches is first replenish your energy. When you're working with your coach, whether it be here as part of the One of Many community or one of your coaches doing one-on-one work, you'll find that they will always be coming back to you replenishing your energy first. It's really hard to enter a problem-solving conversation with your boss or a problem-solving conversation with your spouse or your children for that matter if you haven't had enough sleep, if you're running on empty and you just don't have the resilience. And one of the keys to this resilience is taking care of ourselves. Now, it starts with a lot of the other rituals and habits that we talk about, things like getting enough sleep and making sure you're well fed and having plenty of water and those basics. But there's something a little bit more than that. There's also our emotional needs. There's our spiritual needs, our creative needs. We need to be filling our well as women. We need to be opening up and exploring new activities and having new experiences such that we have something to share. We have something, you know, interesting in our lives. We have something new. We feel good and connected. Soft play provides that requirement. That and many, many other needs it meets. And that's why it is so foundational to the work that we do. Let me start by giving you the what is it. It's not jumping around in a play barn. That is the toddler version. The grown-up version, soft play, is spending 1 hour once a week, minimum. It can be more than that if you like, but at least 1 hour once a week on a date with yourself. That's just you, nobody else, doing something which has you nurture and nourish your soft power. In other words, nurture and nourish that feminine aspect of yourself, that creative, inspired, collaborative, connected part of you. Let me kick off by giving you a few ideas of what might constitute a great soft play date based on some of the ideas from the ladies in our community and what they've done. Now, one woman who is pretty good at taking care of herself would often take herself out to the theatre to go and see a new show with an actor that she'd been looking forward to see. Someone did some African drumming classes once. Another lady took herself off to the observatory to do some stargazing. Another woman just lay on the grass and watched the clouds like she did as a child and just really reconnected with her playful spirit as a child. For one of our Lead the Change graduates, she had not given to herself for so very long that the idea of doing something playful, something, just for her, was absolutely horrifying. She couldn't get her head around it. In fact, she resisted the idea of soft play dates for about the first 3 months of her program. In the end, we said, well, listen, start small. And she said to me, Joe, I've never even bought myself a lipstick just because I like the colour. And I said, well, there's your first soft play date. Take yourself to a department store, let them make you up and buy yourself a lipstick. She was shocked, horrified and amazed. She did that, and step by step, she got better and better at her soft play dates and really over time loosened up, relaxed into herself, into her femininity, and became such an incredibly strong woman. Her queen archetype flourished, her lover archetype flourished, and things went on from there. So it depends where you're up to as to how challenging or how easy soft play is going to be for you. But what I would say is stretch yourself. If you're the kind of person who takes yourself to the movies by yourself often, then that's not going to be a really great soft play date. You want to stretch yourself, do something new. If the idea of going to the movies by yourself is like, oh my word, how ridiculous, but gee, I'd really quite like to, it would be a perfect soft play date. It could be things like getting your nails done. But you know what? For some women, if you're totally stressed out and absolutely over scheduled, it might just mean a 1 hour, take your book into your bath and have a bubble bath for an hour and read a book. Do you know, sometimes when you get to that point of finding it really challenging to even think of what to do, you've got to start with really, really simple things. Just give yourself the time without a huge amount of organization. If the thought of finding out what's going on in your local theatre or your local art gallery just sends you into even more of a tailspin, don't start there. Maybe there's a church that you've walked past several times and thought, I'd like to explore that. Maybe you like just checking out the stationery aisle in the department store and buying yourself some pens or pencils. Any of these things could be great soft play dates. The key here is to let your inner child run free. That part of you that loves to be nurtured and nourished and entertained and have new experiences. That's the part of you that responds powerfully to soft play dates. So remember, 1 hour, once a week, just you. No, your kids don't get to come on the soft play dates. No, neither does your spouse. No, even reaching out to another member of this community and having a date doesn't count as your soft play date. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of women in the community do reach out in the B1 Facebook group and organize to go and have some soft play dates together. I've seen women, you know, I've seen 4 or 5 ladies all in the spa together. I've seen girlfriends literally at a playground sliding down slides. All sorts of things are possible. Absolutely. But don't let that time with others replace the very important thing of alone time. Alone time with just you, your inner child, your queen, your sorceress, your lover, your mother, right? Just you and those archetypes inside of you that need nurturing and nourishing. So some keys to be thinking about when thinking about what you can do for your soft play dates. Number one, stretch yourself a little bit. As I said earlier, if thinking about finding tickets to a show is enough to send you into a tailspin, start with a good book and a bath if it's been 6 months since you've even pulled that off. And then commit to it weekly. For myself, I found that the best way to do that is to do it at the same time each week, especially if you are a parent like myself and you need to organize childcare and so on. It's best to make sure that it happens at the same time every week. Having said that, you can always plan it a week in advance or even more as long as you've got it in the diary and it happens. So we've talked a bit about what it is. Let's talk a little bit more about why that's so important. I've already mentioned that, you know, we need to replenish ourselves. I've already mentioned that we are really terrible at setting boundaries if we don't nurture and nourish our energy. But the soft play date provides so much more than that. It's not just about giving to your own energy, although that is key and crucial. One of the most profound impacts of going on regular soft play dates is that you spend time out in the world in situations where you don't normally find yourself. And it's usually in these new situations that you make new connections. And those connections happen on two levels. Number one, you make new connections internally. From a creativity and innovation perspective, if you're out exploring something new, perhaps a walk through a wood that you've never been into before, you'll all of a sudden come up with a brilliant idea on how to solve that huge problem you've had on the project that's supposed to be delivered next Friday. Perhaps you might find yourself sipping a hot chocolate, a proper thick Italian one, in a cafe which you've been meaning to go into for years and years and years. And over here on a table next to you, someone say, "I'm just looking for someone amazing that I could be PA to for a few hours a week and that is just up to stuff in the world. Someone inspiring. I just need to get out of this rut." And heaven forbid you're looking for a PA. There she is sitting on the table next to you. You know, these are the sorts of things that happen. You make connections at the internal level. You create solutions. You come up with innovations. Think up new opportunities for yourself internally. But also by getting out there in different situations, you also run into new opportunities externally. Perhaps you're going to meet Mr. Right on the tube to the museum. Perhaps you're going to notice perhaps on the way into a little bric-a-brac shop you've been wanting to explore, you'll see a tiny notice on the notice board saying ironing lady looking for work in the area. And all of a sudden you've got the solution for that extra hour or two a week that frees you up to do your soft play dates, right? Whatever it could be, these connections can occur when you're having your soft play dates. And it's not just connections with, you know, with ideas and connections with other people, but in my experience, it results in a very deep and profound connection to source. My sense of well-being just soars when I'm doing my soft play dates. And don't get me wrong, as the mother of a toddler, you know, I've been through the newborn phase and teething and lack of sleep and goodness knows what else. I'll put my hand up and say soft play dates did not happen every single week. But what I need to tell you is that when they do, I am a much better mum, I am a much better spouse, and I am a much better businesswoman because I'm in my flow, I'm open to creativity, I'm open to source, and I'm supported at a very deep and universal level. So this is what I invite for you. We have countless stories of women in the B1 community and our Change Forum communities, of women who have gone on soft play dates only to come back and have a message from a client who they thought they'd lost, or to come back and have someone booking them in for a speaking gig that they weren't expecting. As soon as you give to yourself, the universe gives to you in turn. It's that crucial. If you can't give yourself the gift of an hour every week, what does that say? What does that say to the great creator or to the great mother, to the great source, to God, whatever you call it? If you, little old you, won't give yourself the gift of an hour, are you really open to receiving the richness and the abundance that's available for you in universal terms? Perhaps not. So ask yourself, are you ready to receive the gift of time? Are you ready to receive the gift of connection? And are you ready to receive the gift of energy? I hope the answer is a resounding yes. And if so, I want you to start, or if you know about soft play, recommit to soft play very powerfully in the weeks ahead. It's such a crucial tool and so foundational to what we do. In fact, there are three foundational tools that we teach here at One of Many. One is your morning writing. Two is the soft play date. And three is the evening thinking and thanking. They're three of the seven rituals which we recommend in its entirety for calming the daily chaos. But these three especially are very foundational. The way that we teach soft play is a bit of adaptation of Julia Cameron's Artist Dates in her great book, The Artist's Way. So that's another great reference for you if you would like to read a bit about artist dates. That's in the kind of creative context. We're talking about it more in the feminine context, energy management and getting you back in flow with your greatest gifts and greatest challenges, which is why we kind of broaden the definition a little bit more and make it about nurturing and nourishing yourself, not just creative pursuits. But anything that has you feel loved, nurtured, nourished, energized, creative in your feminine, that's what we want for you. That's a great soft play date. So my challenge for you over the weeks ahead is grab your diary and schedule in some soft play time for yourself. Organize it with whomever you need to organize it. Do you leave work an hour early? Do you organize childcare for an evening a week? You organize whatever you need to do and make sure it happens by opening up and receiving this gift of time and energy and nourishment from yourself to yourself. You will also be opening up to the same universal gifts, such that your purpose, your mission, everything it is that you're up to in the world can become supported in a far more deep and profound way. Let your coach know how you go with it, either in the B1 community or in your next coaching session or in your next soft power circle if you're one of our Be the Change or Lead the Change ladies. We look forward to hearing how it goes. And of course, share with me in the B1 community because I'm always, always looking forward to hearing how you go with the tools that we share here. Till then, remember you're just one of many women doing this crazy daily juggle. And this is one of many tools that can help you to make it that little bit saner. All you have to do is find the time and commit to yourself. Lots of love until next time. Bye.